Paul, are you happy with the point today?
Yeah, I think we've got to be. You know, felt over the 90 minutes we were probably slightly better team, creating more chances. But when you look at the form there, and they've got a lot of good players, you know, and to pick up a point and keep this little money run going, especially with a clean sheet, is pleasing.
And those conditions today were hideous.
They were. You know, it was hard to get the ball down and pass it like we like to do. I think both goalkeepers, one goal kick was bouncing on the 18-yard box, the next one wasn't even reaching the halfway line, so it was hard to judge. And I think if you take the conditions and the team we're up against, it's a good point for us.
Was that the problem? Because obviously the six goals you've scored in the two previous home games, you've played some very good football on the floor, sort of without these conditions in mind. Did that suffocate sort of what you were trying to do or what you have tried to do in recent weeks?
Yeah, it did. But it still doesn't mean that you don't try and get the ball down and pass it. You know, with a couple of good moves first half and, you know, the ball's bounced off the post. The move that led up to Brownie's chance was four or five really quick passes, and that's what we want to do. But it was difficult today. You know, and we've got to be pleased with the players. Possibly 5-6 weeks ago, that's a game we would have lost, you know, but we've dug in and we've kept a clean sheet and got the point.
I don't think either keeper really had too much to do, did they? But Chris Brown obviously had that great chance in the second half. As a former striker yourself, I suppose it was difficult because he was at full stretch, but it was one where you were expecting him to maybe put it in the back of the net.
But I've been in their positions myself. You know, it's a great ball across with Billy, but it's got a lot of pace in it, and Brownie's overstretching, you know, and just trying to get any sort of contact on it, and on another day it goes in. You know, I'm not going to ever go at Chris Brown for that because he's been absolutely outstanding for us.
When they bring on the likes of Dean Whitehead, Danny Graham as well, it shows what you're up against in Middlesbrough today, and they never really got into their groove either, did they?
No, I thought that defensively we were really sound right throughout the team, you know, and they've got players in Carriol, Ledesma, you know, the two that you've brought on. They're good players, you know, at this level, top players at this level, and we kept our chances down to a premium, which is really pleasing moving forward, because as much as we want to play, I want the players to show a desire to grind out results when we have to, and we've done that today.
And it's a clean sheet, as you say, as well. Three in a row now at home. Do you think you've got this defence pretty much sus now in terms of moving forward and what you're looking for from your defence?
Got to be careful I don't speak too soon, because I've got a tough game down at Brighton, but we're looking a lot more solid. You know, the Meite and Tamás coming in has just really calmed the back four down. You know, we look a lot more solid having young Sam Johnson in today. You know, coming in, they didn't really have a lot to do, which says a lot about the defending from the rest of the team.
Might be quite hard for someone like Rob Jones to come back in, mightn't it?
Well, at the minute, it's hard for a lot of the players to get back in, you know, because we're playing well. You know, that's four unbeaten, three clean sheets in four games. You know, win, draw, you know, so it's difficult to put MD in and leave MD out at the minute.
Do you think you've sort of turned a corner in many ways in the last few weeks in the way that you are unbeaten in the last four? Do you think things are certainly sort of heading where you want them to be heading now, Paul?
Yeah, without a doubt, we're picking up points and we're playing well. What we can't do is get too far ahead of ourselves. You know, we know when we show the desire that we've shown today. We know when we play the football that we know we can, like against Charlton the other night there, that we're a good team, we'll pick up points. But my job as the manager is to make sure I keep on top of them now and we don't slack off.
What about Billy Sharp? And, you know, you've had, what, three games to look at him now in terms of what he can do. Are you still waiting for him to sort of get up to match speed, as it were?
Yeah, that was always going to happen. You know, it's the first time in a long time that Billy's played three games in a week. But he'll get chances. You know, he's a top player. He's a top guy off the pitch, and he's a big influence for us. And, you know, once the week's rest we've got now to the next game, we'll do Billy the world of good, and I'm sure he'll be flying next week.
You were very busy in January. Were you happy to see the end of the window last night?
I was, yeah. You know, obviously it was important. We got young Sam Johnson in. He's a player we've watched for a long time, and, you know, Ross Turnbull's been struggling for the last 3 to 4 weeks with both his calves, and, you know, and advice from the specialist was that he needs 3 to 4 weeks off, you know, and bringing Sam in, and people look at him and say he's a young keeper, but he's a keeper we've watched for a long time, and also somebody that Manchester United rate really, really highly, you know, so we're delighted to have him.
So that's been the aim for a while, in terms of you've wanted to bring a keeper in for a number of weeks now.
Yeah, Ross said, you know, he's gradually got worse, and, you know, when we were analysing the game the other night there, Paul Gerrard and Ross and myself sat down, and there was a couple of balls we felt he probably could have came for. You know, as much as we won the game 3-0, we like to be picky with our players, and, you know, Ross has just said that he just was really struggling to move. You know, to be fair to Ross, he still wanted to carry on, but we were told that there was a chance that he could tear one, if not both, of his calves. If he rested for 3 to 4 weeks, he'll come back flying, so that's why we've done it.
So that's Sam Johnson's place for the next 3 or 4 weeks?
Yeah, it is. It is, and you know, he's come in, he's kept a clean sheet today, which is fantastic for him, but he's a top keeper.
What about Paul Keegan as well? Obviously went off at half-time. What's his situation?
Yeah, well, Keegs was feeling his thigh before the game, and it just tightened up the first half. And Keegs is a massive player for us, so the last thing I wanted to do was take any risks.
Otherwise all okay?
Yeah, otherwise all fine. There's a few kicks and knocks and bruises and everything else, but you expect that.